This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. A Pentecost underscore sat underscore C. First posted July 24, 2010, Matthew 7:15-23. False prophets, paraphrase, beware of false prophets, they disguise themselves as sheep, but are really ravening wolves. They are distinguishable by their fruit, deeds. Thorns do not produce grapes, and thistles do not produce figs. Likewise, sound plants produce good fruit, and bad plants produce evil fruit. Good plants cannot produce evil fruit, and bad plants cannot produce good fruit. Every plant which does not produce good fruit will be cut down and burned, and by what they produce they will be judged. It is not those who call Jesus Lord who will be saved, but those who do trust and obey God's word in the Bible and in Jesus, the living word, John 1:1-5:14, who will enter the kingdom of heaven. On the day of judgment, many will claim that they had prophesied, cast out demons, and done great miracles in Jesus' name, and Jesus will tell them to depart, because he had never known them. Commentary. There were false prophets in the first century church, and there are many in the church and in the world today. The only way we can protect ourselves against false prophets and false teachings is to read and know the Bible. One doesn't have to labor over the study of the Bible. Simply reading it entirely is sufficient, and there are numerous Bible in 1 year reading plans available. See free Bible study tools, sidebar, right. Without having read the entire Bible, one has no standard by which to judge good and evil fruit. How can a person call Jesus Lord and not do what he says? Luke 6:46. Do we understand our relationship to our Lord? Our relationship is voluntary on our behalf now, but it is ultimately involuntary. In the day of judgment, Jesus will be Lord, whether we like it or not. In that day, Jesus will command and we will have no choice but to obey. Philippians 2:10-11. There are many church members who think they are doing the works of God, but they are unregenerate, not born again. John 3:3-5-8. They have not been baptized with the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives. John 1:31-34. Only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily event, Acts 19:2. It is only by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit that we have a daily personal relationship with Jesus. It is only by this baptism that we are personally known by Jesus. A person may think they are doing the Lord's ministry, but unless they are born again, they don't know the Lord's will, and the Lord doesn't know them. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.